Tourism and Entertainment Ministry seeks events for Reggae Month 2014. That and much more in today's Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, indeed. It's Parents Month. So come out this Saturday, November 9th to the Grand Parenting Village at the Randy Williams Entertainment Center. There will be roundtable discussions, tips on good parenting, displays, a children's village, and so much more. That's the Parenting Village this Saturday, November 9th at the Randy Williams Entertainment Center. Brought to you by the National Parenting Support Commission. Supported by NCB, Events to Events, and Royal Computers. And admission is free.
Reggae Month, celebrated in February each year, highlights the impact of the musical genre on the island's social, cultural, and economic development while drawing the attention of the world to brand Jamaica. The month-long celebration includes a wide array of events including concerts, festivals, seminars, and award shows that capture the true essence of Jamaican music. Before you know it, it will be time for the 2014 celebrations. To ensure an excellent staging, the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is already looking for new and existing events to be endorsed under the initiative.
It is both a tourism and an entertainment initiative. And what I mean by it is that while we are celebrating the month of February as Reggae Month, we're also looking to increase the number of visitors to Kingston, which we really consider the creative city and birthplace and the heartbeat of reggae.
Senior Director of Entertainment in the Ministry, Gillian Wilkinson-McDaniel. If you'd like to apply to have your event included in the 2014 Reggae Month, it's Kingston for February calendar of events, there are some things you must first know. For example, what type of event can be included?
It could be that hotel partners, for example, may want to put on various shows within the hotels. It may be restaurants that want to have specials during the period. It may be transport companies that want to be a part of it and offer a Reggae Month special. It could be a number of things. And what we're looking to really do is to make February 1 to 28 a month filled with activity, but activities that are not the same old run-of-the-mill, but a diversity of different things. So it could be poetry reading for Reggae Month. It could be anything. It could be dance.
There are some additional criteria to consider.
The event must fall between February 1 and 28, 2014. It must be held in Kingston and St. Andrew, and it must be reggae-related. And so there is a form which one can pick up here at the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 64 Knutsford Boulevard, or you can log on to our website, www.mot.gov.jm/entertainment, and the forms are there to be downloaded. You would submit an original copy plus two copies of the application form to us by November 11 at 3 o'clock.
There's no cost attached to the application process, and you do not get cash in hand from being included in the Reggae Month calendar of events. However, there are more significant benefits to be reaped.
It will have international promotion both in North America and in UK, in our diaspora market. The value is to have your event being marketed and promoted internationally and locally by us. This is an opportunity for new and exciting ideas and projects to be brought on board because it starts with a single step. And so we're standing in that gap to say, here's an opportunity to start small with us.
Senior Director of Entertainment in the Ministry, Gillian Wilkinson-McDaniel. Remember, if you're interested in having an event included in the 2014 Reggae Month, it's Kingston for February calendar of events, you have until Monday, November 11 to submit an application. In our No Jamaica feature, we serve up some godamy. Godamy is a small fish believed to be found only on the western side of the island, Westmoreland to be exact. Legend has it that it was the last of all creatures to be named, and when the creator called out, "Who is left? Who is out there?" the fish replied, "God, I'm me," as in, "God, it's me." Hence the name. Godamies can live out of water for several hours, even days, if kept in a cool, damp place.
Let's get together now. Let brotherhood unite.
And with that, we end today's Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.